There have been protests across the Arab and Muslim world against the Israeli military action in Gaza. Iranian officials joined demonstrators in Tehran today to demand Israel be wiped off the map. In Lebanon, the militant group Hezbollah is calling for a third Palestinian uprising against Israel. Thousands of Sudanese rallied today in Khartoum. They're urging that Egypt open its border with Gaza to let in supplies and aid. And as Aya Batraoui reports from Cairo, Egyptians are demanding that Arab armies protect the Palestinians.
Thousands of Egyptians staged protests this weekend, calling Israel's strike on Gaza a massacre. At Cairo University, hundreds of students prayed and wept. They held up posters with images of injured and dead Palestinian children. Many here voiced anger at their government. Egypt brokered the six-month ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that ended this month, and many Egyptians are now condemning the government for not doing enough to prevent or halt the attacks on Gaza. Ahmed Said is a pharmacy major at Cairo University. He says Israelis are lucky to have such a complacent government in Cairo. They are fortunate to have a government like ours, he says. There are thousands of youths, girls and boys, that if we're allowed to fight or trained to fight, would go now to defend the Palestinians, he says. Anger at the Egyptian government also erupted in Beirut, where police used tear gas to control crowds throwing rocks at the Egyptian embassy. Unlike in southern Lebanon, Islamist Hamas is not widely popular in Egypt, and the Egyptian government, which suppresses Islamist opposition at home, supports Hamas rival Fatah. Just yesterday, Palestinian Authority President and Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas met with President Hosni Mubarak in Cairo. But since the Israeli attacks, there's been growing sympathy here for Hamas. The Egyptian government has sealed the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza for months. But this weekend, Egypt opened the Rafah crossing to allow wounded to get medical care. Egypt sent truckloads of military reinforcements to the border today after clashes between Egyptian border patrol and Palestinians broke out Sunday night, killing an Egyptian guard and a Palestinian man. For the world, I'm Aya Batraoui in Cairo.